Welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt. My guests today are two people from Anchorage Community Theater's current production of Beth Henley's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Crimes of the Heart. We have the director, Rebecca Castleman, and we also have the actress who is playing the part of Babe, Kimberly Alley. Welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a play that I won't give much away by just sort of giving a synopsis about three sisters who've come together after something just happened to one of them. And through their coming together, they explore and discover things about their lives. I guess that's a pretty accurate sort of general description of the play. So, Rebecca, let me ask you this question here. That's a synopsis of a lot of plays that we have had through the history of theater.
Mm-hmm.
What makes this play so special? What have you brought to this play that really is going to capture the imagination of the audience? I know it's a tough question for you, though, an unfair question perhaps. But what are we doing with this play? It's a fun play. I love this play.
Well, I think, you know, that's a very general synopsis there of three sisters coming together. I like the idea that this is a tragic comedy, a dark comedy, so it's not just a whole bunch of slapstick laughing the entire time. There's a lot of depth there. Some serious issues. We talk about some suicide issues. There's racial issues, marital affairs, you know, some very serious stuff. And then the comedy is kind of sprinkled throughout so that it's not serious the entire time. I really enjoy that about this play.
And Kimberly, you play one of the sisters. You play the youngest sister, Babe. Talk about that character some.
Yes. Babe, she's a delight. She's 24, but she hasn't really grown past the age of 16, so she's still really young at heart, and she does a lot of ridiculous things that bring out her childlikeness, and she also throws a couple of tantrums, but she's really funny, and she's got a heart of gold. She really cares about her sisters and cares about the other people that are in her life, but she still has some crazy moments. I guess that's an understatement.
Rebecca was laughing at that crazy moment. What are some of the crazy moments
I
in
think,
this play?
She's been sheltered her whole life. I think this character is a very sheltered character, hence the name Babe. You know, she's treated almost like the babe. She's the youngest sister. These crazy moments, though, I think are brought about from her just going through a lot of abuse through her life, physical abuse. There's mental abuse there, verbal abuse from her husband. And so we come into the play, and she's taken action against this husband, and we come to find out there's some back history there, and she's finally standing up for herself, even though it might not be in the best way possible.
And there are two other sisters. There's Meg and Lenny, older sisters.
Yes.
And how do they play a part in this coming together of the three sisters?
Do you want
to? Or Babe, won't you? I keep calling actors by their character names. I apologize. Kimberly, tell us about your two sisters.
The oldest sister is Lenny, and she's kind of the homemaker of the three. She's the one that's in charge of taking care of their grandfather, and she doesn't really have a life of her own outside of her family. She's just so busy taking care of them and making sure that they are who everyone wants them to be. So she doesn't really have a real... I mean, she has a personality, but it's not really more than just cleaning up after everybody else. And Meg is the complete black sheep of the sisters. She's the one that's been smoking and drinking since she was young. She's been wild and crazy. She went out to California to be a singer, and she just breaks off contact with everybody. She's kind of all over the place, but she really cares about her family more than anything, I would say.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that each of the sisters goes through a major growth in the play.
Mm-hmm.
So as a director, that was kind of challenging. You don't just have one protagonist you're working with. You've got several, and they all have to gradually reach this point, and then there's this big change. And we have to make that apparent to the audience, you know.
That there's a change in these three...
In each of these three sisters.
Three sisters, right.
Mm-hmm. They have to confront their deepest fears, overcome their past that's been hanging over them their whole lives, you know.
Yeah. And at the end of the play, we never find out what happens with the court case, do we? And so it's not a whodunit type of play.
Right, right.
It's a play in which the women go through this change you're talking about.
This big change, and then you're kind of left wondering, is she going to be okay? Is Babe going to go off to jail, or is she going to be all right, you know? And that's kind of the audience gets to make that decision, and they get to talk about it and discuss and debate. And I kind of like leaving it open-ended like that.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So this play is primarily about these three sisters who come together, but there are some other characters in the play. Mm-hmm. Talk about those for a moment and how they play a part in the growth of these three sisters.
Right. Well, the middle sister, Meg, has an old flame, Doc, who comes in pretty early on in the show. We get to see him. He only has two scenes, though. But he plays a major role in bringing up a lot of past history. I think there's some jealousy there. You know, sisters always fight over things. And I think maybe there was a crush from Lenny, the older sister, but Doc was never interested in her. She's more the quiet, frumpy, mousy one. So anyway, Doc comes along. He comes in, and it changes Meg. She goes out with him, and I think you think maybe there's going to be some sort of affair going on. But there isn't. It's still kept wholesome there. But what it does is it helps Meg to realize that she can love someone. She's never thought that she could actually commit to a person. And then here's this man from her past, who she ran away from and left crippled and broken in the hurricane, you know, in Mississippi. And she realizes that she does care about somebody, and she can care about somebody else, you know, not just herself. So a growth there from being selfish, you know, middle sister to I can have a future. There's hope for me.
And then there's the lawyer who I believe the character of Babe has not a relationship with, but she develops some sort of a relationship with him. Describe that relationship if you can.
Well, to me, the relationship between her lawyer Barnett and Babe is more of a she has a hard time accepting that there's another guy that might be nice to her. She's been abused by her husband, and she finally found someone that she had this affair from her husband with. But another man coming in, she's like, I don't really know about this guy. And so she has a hard time accepting him for wanting to help her. And at the same time, she doesn't really think that she needs the help because she doesn't quite grasp the severity of her situation. But I would say in the end, she kind of realizes that he's trying to help her. But by that point, she just is more ingrained in her fear for her future than in an actual relationship with him.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt. My guests today are Rebecca Castleman and Kimberly Allely, who are both with Anchorage Community Theater's current production of Beth Henley's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Crimes of the Heart. We're talking about that show with these two, Rebecca being the director. Rebecca, you had mentioned the two gentlemen in the show. There's also another neighbor who comes in and out. And
yes.
She, in many performances, she is somewhat of the comic relief. How are you handling that character in the show?
Well, at first we tried to have the neighbor is actually a cousin, a relative of the sisters. We kind of tested it out, trying to have her just be a little bit kind of a nosy, kind of pushy lady. But then some of the comic relief wasn't there. And the way it's written into the show is that she says some things that are just hurtful, but she says them sweetly in a sweet southern way, you know, bless your heart. So we thought, well, let's build upon this and let's make her bigger than life almost to get to almost like a sitcom type situation with her attitudes, her physicality. Her name's Chick. They call her Chick the Stick, you know, the child nickname. And we said, well, how can we characterize her as an actual chicken? You know, does she move like this? Does she talk this way? Does she get excited? There's been a lot of fun there with her character, growing it and making it over the top.
A lot of fun with that character.
Though. Yes.
You mentioned a moment ago that sort of a typical Southern neighbor, nosy neighbor, nosy family member.
Yes.
This play takes place in Mississippi, or Mississippi, as they say down there. Does it play, I know there's some Southern elements to the play. How does it play here with an Anchorage audience and with you? I'm not sure if you're from the South or not, but does that matter that it's from the South, or are you finding some universal themes in there, or how are you dealing with the fact that it's such a Southern play?
Well, it does matter, I think, that it's based in Hazelhurst, Mississippi. It's heavy in the play, and I think it's still relevant to here in Alaska, we're so far north, because the type of issues that we're talking about. And even though it's based in the mid-70s, I mean, you look at today, you can draw parallels. A lot of race riots and things that are going on nowadays, and they kind of touch on these topics if you're listening to what the characters are talking about. And so even though we're so far up north here, it's still relevant to keep it in the South, where it was and how taboo was that to have, you know, an interracial relationship going on there. And people think, you know, oh, well, that doesn't matter nowadays, but it's actually very timeless. And you think about crimes of the heart. What is a crime of the heart? You know, selfishness, stoicism, and these things that you afflict on people that you love or loved ones. And that's timeless as well. I mean, hearts are timeless. And so I think it's still definitely relevant today.
Kimberly, do you think the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it's really important that it stays in the South. Also because since it's separate from Anchorage, it keeps you a little bit separate. And because these issues are so intense, it helps separate that just a little bit. So you can still be there and be in the scene and be in the show, but still have that little bit of disconnect. So it's not 100% just dragging you in. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, exactly. That's a good point. You know, we began the show with Rebecca talking about how this was a mixture of tragedy and comedy, a tragic comic play. And sounds sort of like what you're talking about is that sort of feeling is tragic and comic by that sort of separation. You can experience both at the same time.
Oh,
is
yeah.
that something that happens with you on stage, perhaps?
Well, maybe not with me personally, but I get each show, people laugh at things that I never expected them to laugh at. And I'm like, why are you laughing? This is terrible. Do you not have hearts? This is a really dramatic moment. I'm crying. And people, that they're since there is that disconnect, they're able to find the humor in these really tragic situations that I never would have seen originally because I'm so focused on it, on its tragedy. So that, I mean, it helps me take myself out of it so I'm not dragged in completely. But at the same time, like, what is wrong with you people? Man.
I think, too, when a topic gets so serious, it's a normal human response to laugh or giggle at something when it's so serious. It helps to make it a little bit lighter, you know.
Well, this play has lasted for all these years, and
yes.
I think that's probably one of the reasons why, because you laugh and you cry at the same time. Do you
yeah.
do you find the audience going along with you with that? You say either crying or they're laughing, and there's a mix of emotions, aren't there?
There's definitely a mix of emotions. I would say there's more laughter that I can hear than there is tears, but I do love when people come up to me and say, "You made me cry," and I'm like, "Yes."
And thus, a crime of the heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I want to take a moment to thank my guests today, Rebecca Castleman and Kimberly Adderley, who are here from Anchorage Community Theater's production of Beth Henley's play Crimes of the Heart, currently performing, and it runs through February the 8th. I want to thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And for more information about the play or other plays playing in the area, please go to stagetalk@alaskapublic.org. And you can click on our Stage Talk calendar for more information about these events. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.